If what you make looks like a television channel, like if it's got a series of programs, whatever, how you define programs, then there is a regulator called ATVOD who, to be honest, their rules are relatively relaxed. They're not so much about impartiality or accuracy. They're more about, you know, protection of children and things like that. So by and large, this is what I've sometimes called the digital Wild West.
Okay.
Obviously, people like platforms that's called like iTunes. Actually, you know that word explicit, you see? That obviously, there are people who run their own rules. So iTunes would say, if you want to come on our platform, these are our rules. There are YouTube, there must be some rules, but I've never quite worked out what the rules are. But there's no, if you know, no state body, no kind of what's sometimes called a self-regulator, no where industry has got together and said we should do something about it. There are people who are dealing with customers like YouTube and iTunes, and they may have their own rules, but that's about it.
So where does Ofcom and ADVOD, where do they kind of stand in audio slideshowing?
Well, world? Basically, Ofcom is only regulating people who they license. Now, to transmit a television channel in Britain, you need a license. You don't need a license to transmit a podcast over the internet, and you don't need a license to send an audio slideshow. So it doesn't apply to Ofcom. ATVOD only applies when it begins to look like television. Now, nobody knows quite what that means. In fact, I'll tell you something, an exclusive you've got. The other day, ATVOD put out a ruling saying that video on newspaper websites, they thought, counted as, quotes, television. And people went, really? I didn't think that was television. So you can see the kind of, you know, the grey areas which apply here. But by and large, podcasts, and because I suppose iTunes is such a big player in podcasts, isn't it, really, that iTunes make the rules, really.
In terms of copyright, for example,
and
what kind of media laws should I be exercising to get myself out of trouble? I can't go around nicking people's pictures now, and can I, or their slideshows?
No, is the answer to that. But that's not, funny enough, that's not a matter for the authorities, if you like. It's a matter for the people who own the content. So, you know, the Catherines of the world, who own the content, and they see you using their content, they would say, oi, wait a minute, I saw you using some of our stuff, I want money for that. And you say, I don't want to pay you money, and they say, in which case, I'm going to take legal action against you. Or what's called a takedown, which is what you see on YouTube. You see, this has been removed at the request of... I mean, YouTube have now got to a position where if Catherine calls YouTube and says, take that down, they just take it down. But if you rang up and said, I saw something the other day that looked like, you know, a bit of video I made a year ago, they'd say, yeah, but how can you prove it and all that sort of stuff. So effectively the big beasts have got the power to have stuff taken down. But if it isn't a big beast calling, it's a pretty difficult process to enforce copyright.
So just lastly, there is no authoritative body as such kind of regulating it, but at the same time you have to really be careful.
Yeah, funnily enough, there's never actually been a state body of any kind concerning copyright. It's always been left to individuals to fight it out. I mean, something that Catherine talked about, formats and derivative formats where people copy, you know, so, you know, when did Pop Idol exactly become X Factor? Well, you know, they ended up in court. So, you know, people might see something on an audio slideshow and say, I took that picture. I've certainly been sued over, you know, clips of audio that appeared on TV programs. I used an Elton John track on a program once, and Elton John's agent rang up and said, you should have had our permission for that. I mean, I actually made programs about the Pope's visit to Poland, in which I used the choir singing in the cathedral, thought nothing of it. 6 months later, the Performing Rights Society said, there's a bill here for an obscure Catholic choir in Poland that says you owe them for using them singing. And have you come across the Performing Rights Society? Right, there are people, they're called collecting agencies, who try to enforce these rules on behalf of, again, people like Catherine. They would pay an agency to be watching and listening.
So they're trying to be like the PCC of the online, basically.
Well, it's a bit more, they just want to take money off you, really. I mean, they just want, they're out there watching you as much as they can, looking at stuff on YouTube, working out where it might have come from. And then they're on a commission. If they can ring up Catherine and say, I've found somebody who's, you know, showing Toy Story 3 on YouTube, and they say, well, get him to send some money and you can have 50%, something like that.
Members, I better be careful then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
not
Stuart. Thank you.